Okay, Simon, let's start with how do you feel after the first game? Senior leader, offensive line, what's your feeling? What's your emotion?
Well, I'm always happy to win. That's first and foremost is a win, and that's just not the way we want to do it. It's not the way we want to look. Mm-hmm. And we know if we play that way the rest of the year, it's going to be a long year. So we have to really focus these next couple of weeks and really make sure that we're correcting all the mistakes we made today. Mm-hmm. and get those adjustments made so that we're firing on all cylinders and making sure that we can play to our potential.
What's the feeling in the offensive line huddle? What's it seems like you and Teddy are probably the most vocal leaders in there. What was the feeling like today?
We're really tight as a group, and we know when we make a mistake that we made the mistake, and it doesn't need to really be told anything to us, because we know that we're better than that. We know that we're better than making mistakes, mental, physical mistakes. I mean, we've all played a lot of football, so it's for instance, I gave up two quarterback hits on Wes. The second one was after I apologized for him for the first one. I was pissed off. So, I mean, after that happened, I was pissed off to the point where, I was coming off the ball even harder, punching even harder. That kind of stuff fires you up. So when someone makes a mistake, there's not really that need for that much vocal leadership for me, because everyone kind of knows what they're doing.
Sure. I was going to say that your general mood seems a bit agitated. Is that how you feel after, do you demand perfection from yourself? Is that your general you come out of a game like that?
Oh, for sure. I never want to – I put on my card before the game yesterday. Coach Beckman gives us a little card, our little goal card, and I put keep the QB's jersey clean. That was it. That's all I put down. And because it's his first – I knew it was his first game. I knew he was going to be a little shaky, not –
Sure, hadn't
not
played
shaky,
in 18
but,
months.
Yeah, it's first got a lot going through his head. He's got a lot on his shoulder, so that's what my goal was. And then those two QB hits are really in the back of my mind right now, pissing me off. But
so, what do you take? Do you go watch film? Do you go work this out in the gym?
I know what I did wrong. Yeah. I just they bend the corner on me. I didn't get wide enough on him. But I know what I did wrong. I know how to correct it. It's just that's why it pissed me off too, because I know what I did.
Yeah. Let's talk about the huddle then in the fourth quarter, once you guys start moving the ball and everything that was seen in the spring and in Rantoul starts to happen, and the throws to Turner and Dudek, and you're moving the ball. Is there momentum on the sideline? What was that like?
Oh yeah, definitely those big catches and stuff. I mean, I've never seen a little guy like that jump so high. Mikey Dudek got up. That was shocking. But he's been making those kind of catches all camp, so it's not that surprising to me. And I'm glad that he's translated to the game. He wasn't nervous at all, obviously. He came out there and played his ass off. So.
Last question. What's it like to suit up with your brother today? I mean, that had to be kind of a special moment, right?
Yeah. He's quiet. He let me do my thing. Didn't really talk too much. Yeah. Good luck, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, it's definitely special. Grandma and Grandpa were here today. Yeah. We call them Baca and Dita. That's my dad's parents.
Oh, yeah?
They had my mom and dad, and them had our jerseys on. So
great.
That was really special.
Yeah, cool. All right, thanks, Simon.
Appreciate it.